Our Gemara in Parakhes Sabatim, presents a case in Ksubas as an ideal for how one ought to deal with a Safek Mamon with no Muchsak. So much so that the Gemara wants to know, why didn't Rav Nachman, when he was faced with Safek Mamon with no Muchsak, why didn't he prescribe what the Gemara in Ksubas prescribes? How come Rav Nachman said by the case of the Ha'u Arba, or Ze Omer Shalavosev, Ze Omer Shalavosev, that the din should be called Alam Gevar, literally whoever's strongest wins, which a prescription which we're going to have to, which will require Ian, Mirtz Hashem starting tomorrow, but why did he say called Alam Gevar? Why didn't he instead follow the Maluk Subas Tzadidal? Rav says Yachloku, Shmuel says Shuda, the case of the Shnei Shtaros. So what's the question? So as we began to see, you know, Tosus points out, you can't really appreciate the Gemara's Kasha without appreciating the source of the Kasha. The Gemara is saying, why did Rav Nachman follow Ksubas Daf Tzadidal? We need to understand what's going on Ksubas Daf Tzadidal. So we first went for the low-hanging fruit. We began just by trying to figure out what the words even mean. What does Shuda Dedaini even mean? Chokas Rashi and Tosus, or more broadly, Rashi, Rashbam, or Gershom, versus Rav Yonah Tam and Meidach Achmes Svarad, Rashba, Ritva, you can take a look at Rav Yonah. Okay. That was already rich. Chokas, what Shuda Dedaini means? Does it mean try to make an assessment in Umdana, or does it mean just make a call, just say something, pick one? Is it based upon, as then we saw the Hezbra Dover, is it based on Rov? There's no Muchzuk. So even Shmuel is comfortable following Rov if there's no Muchzuk, and that's the approach of Rashi. Or the way Tosfos here in Bava Basra and the Rashi here in Bava Basra imply, and the way Tosfos in Kiddushin says explicitly, is based on Hefker Bezen Hefker. So you have to make a call. It would be best to know who's right. But if we cannot know who's right, because no one's a muchzuk, and we don't have sufficient evidence either side, and as the Gemara says, lekel lemekam al demil, so we don't anticipate getting any more evidence, and Ben Yonah, the first piece in Lamehem and Aleph, at least Ben Yonah, he explains why it is that we don't anticipate having any more evidence. So then, okay, so Rabbeinu Tam says, Shmuel says, Shuda Dedaini. You got to make a call. Better to make a call than just leave it open. Mm-hmm. Leaving it open is an invitation to untold harm. So let's make it. If we don't anticipate gaining any more clarity, we're at a dead end. So pick someone. Based on what gives you the right to pick someone, Hefker Bezen Hefker. We're going to make a call that it's better to pick someone if you can't know who's right. Still better to say pick someone than to pick no one. Okay. But where does this all come from? Where does it all come from? So let's take a look together, Rabbi Yisai. Ksubas daf tzayadalam and alv. Some of you brought your Gemaras. Some of you brought the copies. There are more copies here if you'd like. Let's take a look inside. Ksubas. Oh, I brought the wrong one. At the very bottom of tzayadalam and alv, Itmar. Shnei shtaros ayotzim yom echad. Two shtaros that come out the same day, which again means not that they were produced and based on the same day, but that they were originally dated. When they were originally written and signed, they're dated with the same date. And again, as we said, most Rishonim, Ben Yonah works on that. Most Rishonim, Rashbam, Tosfos, and so forth, against Rabbeinu Gershom, most Rishonim say we're talking about a shtar necher or a shtar matana, not a shtar chov, as Reino Gershom says. We're talking about a shtar mecher, a shtar matan, a shtar about an asset. A shtar that says that this field now belongs to you, either because you paid me for it, or just because I'm giving to you as a gift. But a shtar about a cheft. The shnei shtar, that's what Rashi says here as well, and Ksubas Daf Tzadidal, the last narrow line. Mocher soda ech achas, l'shnei b'nei adam yom echad. He sold the same field to two different people on the same day. Clearly, the Marakama was either incredibly absent-minded or rather devious. Right? Either you forgot that you sold it to someone else in the morning, or more likely, you were a ganav. And I sold the field to Eli Cantor in the morning, and then I sell the field to Yisachar Yachzlel in the afternoon. But I'm selling him something that's not mine to sell. It's no, it was mine until a few hours ago, but it's sold. And now I'm just taking his money, or it's a matana, and I'm just trying to curry favor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, I'll give you my house as a present. It's not my house to give away. That's terrible Geneva's house. Okay. Whatever it is, but the Marakama is not in Basin. Marakama, he's skedaddled. He sold the same property twice, and then he booked out of town with his ill-gotten gains. So if we could catch him, we would. But right now the shaila is, the Marakama is gone, but now Reuven and Shimon are both angling for the field. Each one claims the field is mine. So who gets it? So what does the Gemara say? Rav says, Cholkin Shmuel Omer Shuda Dedaini. Rav says, Yachloku, and Shmuel says, judges toss. Again, Rashi briefly, here's such a demonstration, by the way, of the relative length of Rashi and the Rashbam. Right? Rashi says that long Rashbam, that long-ish, well, not so long. Lashon hashlacha kama yorabayam shadi biyama. But the other one, according to what the dayanim see fit, which presumably means, or according to what there to them seems to be the most accurate. Yes.
Does that mean according to Rabbi Thomas' interpretation
of Shadi? It presumably means Rashbam. Rashi sounds like he's following the Rashbam. And Rashi elsewhere also follows the Rashbam, or rather Rashbam followed his grandfather Rashi, while Rabbi Tam disagreed, which is not an uncommon phenomenon at all. That the older brother, the Rashbam, tended to follow Rashi, and Rabbi Tam was much more willing to disagree with the Zaydim. So now the Gemara says, but let's understand it. Why is it that Rav says Yachloku and Shmuel says Shu Didani? Vos Pashtet Machlokes? What's the Shorash Machlokes? The Gemara says, well, Lema Rav Damer Ker Meir Damer Ede Chasim Karsi Shmuel Damer Ker Belazar Damer Ede Nesira Karsi. What's that all about? Again, we began to talk about this a little bit earlier this morning, that there is a Machlokes. There is a machlokas, the one time, as we began to discuss this morning, the one time that the Chumash discusses shtaros. There is another shtar that appears in Sefer Yirmiyahu, in Perek Lamed Beis. In the story of Hanamel, there's a reference to a shtar about a mechira, but the only shtar that appears in Chumash, in the Torah Shebichsav, is a get. Torah says that the get, the chasla Sefer Kisiz Nasam Biyada, the husband writes or commissions the writing of a shtar of separation, a sefer karisus. The chasav la, he commissions it for her, with intent to this husband, the sofer writes it, the husband himself writes it, or the sofer writes it on his behalf, for the purpose of ending the marriage, severing the marriage between this husband and this wife. The chasav, that's lishma. The chasav la sefer karisus. You have the ksiva saget, and then you have the nesina saget, the nasan biyadam. You create the get, and then the giving of that, that's the chasala sefer krisus, and then the deployment of the get, the nesina saget, biyara baal, liyara isha, is the act, maisekinyan, that dissolves, that severs the marriage relationship. As we were saying this morning, sometimes it's in a terribly sad situation, the best of the unpleasant outcomes, and sometimes it's not, but regardless, it certainly is wrenching. Certainly is wrenching. And this emotionally wrenching change is wrought by Nesinas HaGet. Ksivas HaGet creates a kasher, a cheftza of a get, and then Nesinas HaGet. So how do you understand? How do you understand the chosav la sefer krisus? As to be written l'shma. So what does that mean as to be written l'shma? The chosav la. So it's machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Meir says, Eidei chasima karsi. Now what really driving the get is the Eidei chasima, the Eidim who sign on the get. They are the primary Eidim of the get. And therefore we talk about kesiva in the Chumash. We're really talking about not the writing of the 12 lines of text. We really mean the signing by the signatures of the Edom. The Edom sign a blank piece of parchment, it's not going to do anything. So obviously the text has to be written, but Rabbi Meir says, when we say the Chas of Lot, it's really the Edom signature. That's the that's the main brunt of the Ksiva Lashma. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, Edei Mesirakar. Rabbi Lazar says, Edei Mesirakar. It's really the unlike Rabbi Meir, who says the krisos, the severing, the action of the get, is really being driven by the Edom who signed, the Edei Chasima. Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's the Edei Mesira. It's the Edom who witnessed the handing over. The Mesiras HaGet Miyad HaBaal Yad Isha, or with the Shaliach, but fundamentally, the Nesinas HaGet Miyad HaBaal Yad Isha, it's the Edom who witnessed that, who are really driving things. We tend to be more familiar with Edei Mesira in a happier parallel context, and that is, right, Kiddushin. Right, the Edom, if you ever had the chance to watch a chuppah up close, so maybe you've seen or heard the Masar Kiddushin telling the Edom they have to make sure they have to actually witness the giving of the ring from the by the Chasim, Yad HaChasim, Yad HaKala. Sometimes the photographers are very energetic, and Baruch Hashem, they're trying to do their job well. They're trying to get just the right angle for the shot. And sometimes you have to figure out, a Masar Kiddushin has to figure out how to choreograph, sort of stage manage everything so that the photographers get the angle that they want, but not at the expense of the halachically necessary angle that the Edei Kiddushin should be able to witness, because many postmen soon have to mamash see. But Moe Nayim, see the ring going from the chasen's fingers to the kala's finger. So that's the Edus Lakim Adavar. The Edim are watching the giving of the ring. So in somewhat parallel fashion, obviously emotionally 180 degrees apart, and as Reb Lezer says, you have the main Edom on the get, the Edom Mesira. The Edom watch the husband, or the erstwhile husband, hand the get and to put the get in the wife's hand. And Reb Meir says, no, it's the Edei Chasima, not the Edom Mesira, but the Edei Chasima or Akarsi. We're really doing the krisos. We're really driving the efficacy of the get. Okay, so there is such a machlokas. And it includes, among other things, do you need a chasima lishma? Rabbi Meir says you need the chasima lishma. Okay, and Blazer says you don't really need chasima min haTorah at all. Edim Asirakai says only the hand to get over, the Edim watch the handing of the get from the husband to wife, the gerishin is valid. Okay, so that sounds sort of like a, at first when you learn this Gemara, you say, and certainly if you wouldn't even have looked up the Gemara, just learning and seeing the bit that Tosas quotes, so you say, okay, so there's a machlokas about some detail in Hilchos Gittin, which Edim are driving the Gerishin? Is it Gerishin primarily created by the Edei Chasima? Is the Gerishin primarily created by the Edei Mesira? Okay, what does that have anything to do with whether you say Shuza or Yachloku? Let's see. So what does the Gemara say? We're going to see that it has everything to do. And this is anything but a detail. The Gemara says, well, the Hagar's Havamina is that the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is really a Machlokas, Tanoah and Reb Meir and Reb Lazar. If you hold like Reb Meir, the Edei Chasima Karsi, so then you're going to say like Rav, the Yachloku. If you hold like Reb Lazar, the Edei Mesira Karsi, then you're going to say like Shmuel. Right, that's stage one of the Gemara. If you hold like Reb Meir, that Edei Chasima Karsi, then you hold like Rav, who says Yachluk. If you hold like Reb Lazar, who says Edei Alv Mem Kaf, Edei Mesira Karsi, then you hold like Shmuel, who says Shuda. Right? And that's stage one. You have to figure out what one has to do with the other. And then the Gemara says, no. Everyone holds Reb Lazar. That's going to be stage two. Everyone holds like Reb Lazar, who says Edei Mesira Karsi, and both Rav and Shmuel flow for Reb Lazar. Rav says Yachloku, Shmuel says Shuvi Gedaini. What people hold, that's already set, but how they connect and why they say what they say, that's just up for grabs. Right? The Gemara says in top of Tzai Dalam Beis, lo, it's not a mach, they're not arguing with machlokas tanan, kuli amas kir belazer, they all halak kir belazer, eidim asir kaisi. Hacha b'hacha mifli, the question is, bina halak kir belazer, which is better, chaluka or shuda? And then the Gemara ultimately goes on to say, actually, step three, we go back to step one, because in step three we say, we know that Rav holds like her mayor, because he said so. So don't tell me Rav holds like her belazer, we know he holds like a mayor. Those are the three stages of the Gemara. But again, the question is, okay, what does any of this mean? Yachsin the karsi, msir karsi, yachlok, ushuda, wow, what's going on? So, let's begin with Rashi. Rashi says, back on Sayyid al-Malf, Kirevi Meir da'amar, l'inyin get, the bottom Rashi in Ksubit Sayyid al-Malf. Rashi says, we said the Rav holds like your mayor. It would be good if we had a little box of names. A little clearer. Should have put multiple colors. Okay. Box the names to make them stand out. So Rashi says, the bottom Rashi in Sayyidal van Alf Masachas Ksuvas, the Indian get, the mayor was talking in Masachas Gittin about get, Eide Chasima Iker Krisis. The Eidim who signed the get, they are the primary driver of the Krisis, of the efficacy of the get, the severing of the marriage relationship. The Henin Shtaris, and what he said about the get, the true about Shtar as well. The Elu Shneihem Nechtemu B'Yomechad. So it says, so how does Eidech Hasima Karasim lead to say Nechtemu? So Rashi explains, well, these two stars were signed on the same day. Uva Makam Shein Kos Vin Shas. Okay, we'll leave that part out. And he says, even though you're not writing hours, so the star doesn't indicate one way or the other who's first. So what that means is Ein Zeh Gover Yosem Yizeh. One does not have more of a right than the other to this property. Hilkach, my shuda the daini ikka. He said, the Rashi explained, of course, once you hold like Rabbi Meir, you're going to have to say Lazabi Achlo. Why? Looking at the board on the right side of stage one of the Gemara. Once you're there, you can't say Shmuel. Once you say Eidech Hasim Akarasi, how can you say Shuda? You cannot say that one is more entitled than the other. Or as Tosis puts it, even more pithily, the bottom Tosis of Tzaydal and Aleph, the first line in Tosis. Kevan de Demas Vilema. Kevan de Iker Hu Ashtar. When we talk about Eidem Achasum Vishtar, Eidem Iker Shechadim Kino Shazer, interesting language. Since the main thing is the star, well, of course the main thing is the star. Since the main thing is the star, and based on the signature of the witnesses, you cannot tell who came first. I have two stars, both of them say Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin Samachay. That's all it says. What does that have to do with Eidi Chasima? I have to figure this out. Hilka Konim Shneim Vasachas. Tosas makes it even clearer. They were both Konas simultaneously. Even if one got it earlier and the other one got it later, afilu nichta v'nechta v'nimsa le'echa t'chila, even if first they wrote a shtar and signed it and handed it over to Reuven, and then the Marakama in the afternoon commissioned the writing and signing and handing over of the shtar to Shimon, afa pishim toch edim esir nicker, if we could bring in the edim who witnessed the handing of the shtar, they would say, yes, Reuven got his star in the morning, Shimon got his star in the afternoon. We don't care. De lo chashalu edim esir ikka. The edim esir are not the main thing. What's going on? So it sounds like, step one, that we're saying that if ede chasima karsi, there's no suffering. If Eide Chasim Akarsi, both Rashi and Tosa are saying, if Eide Chasim Akarsi, so I have two shtaros, they both say that the named individual is owner of the property as Rosh Chodesh Kislev Tavshin Samachay. That's it. So you each have equally compelling shtaros. They say, they both say that you took the property as Rechosh Kizib Tavshin Samachay. So Rashi tells both seem to say that means that there's no suffix. It's not a question of we don't know who got it first. It doesn't matter who got it first. You both have equally compelling shtaros, and therefore you both are equally entitled to the karka. Betoras vadai. There is no suffix. Whereas according to Shmuel, who says, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says, Ede Mesira Karasi, so then whoever got it first, got it. We just don't know who got it first. That's the way Rishonim are explaining. Ede Mesira Karasi means... It's a real sapik with Matthias. Whoever really got it first if you hold Aiden Messira Karasi wins. The question is, who got it first? But if you hold Aiden Chasima Karasi, so then there is no sapik. They are both equally entitled to it. Meaning, Yachloku Betoras Vadai. It's yours and yours. Look, if you and I pool our money and we buy a car together, who owns it? You or me? Both of us. The Torah is vada. We are shutfim. So, apparently, Mishamar is saying, hold on, Yechasim Akarsi, so then the shtaris themselves tell the same story, so therefore both of them are entitled to the money, the Torah is vada. There is no suffix. What type of shoot is the dini? We know what the answer is. They both own it. Period. Yachloku, the Torah is vada. You said, if you say Eidim Mesira Karasi, whoever got it first wins, attacking something who got it first, so then Misafek, we're going to say Shuda the Dain. But before we move on, let's understand this. Yeah.
So according to Rav and Mavinayr, you only get whatever like Shtar is by the signing,
Mesira
is
not. So Eitan is saying, one second. From the second stage of the reasoning and on, I'm good. But I don't know how it starts. Eitan is asking, yeah, if you tell me the Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima Karasi means both shtaris are equally valid simultaneously somehow, so and therefore, if we both have a shtar Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we are both entitled to the karka. Okay, so then I understand. Now, obviously, you say, Yachloku Nashuda Daini. It's not a suffix. Betar is Vadai, we're both equal partners, equal stake. And therefore, we split it. But the question is, Eitan's asking, how do you get to first base? Why does a focus on the Eide Chasima yield that somehow both shtaros work? Yeah.
I was going to ask a question, but it kind of would be the same. It's all kind of coming to one thing. But isn't it when we say shows, which we don't go by the
debt? Right.
Why would we apply that to Mesira also?
That's a good. So Shmuel is asking the question from a different angle. He's saying, if we just care about the day, and therefore two stars are dated the same day, it's all the same. So why not say, well, for some reason we're not paying attention to hours, so the Eide Mesira, know that one Mesira happened in the morning, one Mesira happened in the afternoon, but it's the same day. Right? So why would some, if it comes to Mesira, we're differentiating between morning and afternoon, it comes to Chasima not. So what I want to do is like this. I want to line up for you on the board a couple of facts, data, points, machloks in halacha lemaisa between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. And maybe we can make sense of this. So we have a machlokas again where Rabbi Meir says, Eide chasima karsi, right? And Rabbi Lezer says, what's he about to say? So, what do they argue about? So, one thing they argue about we just heard, right? One nafkamina is Shnei Shtaros B'yom Echad. What's the din of Shnei Shtaros B'yom Echad? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar says, well, fundamentally, before we even get to, we don't know what happened. Let's say we know what happened. Let's say we have the Eidim Sira here. Or let's say everyone agrees. The guy says, yeah, I bought in the afternoon. The guy says, yeah, I got in the morning. Let's say we know. Here, we don't know. Let's say we do know. What emerges from the first stage of the Shach Vataria is that when you know, Sheishas Yom Echad, Baboker Uva Erev, so what's the din? Or let's phrase it differently. Let's redo this a little bit.
Yeah,
it's the entire point. Rabbi Meir says, Eide Chasimah. Rabbi Lazar says, Eide Vesira Kars. Ayin Ches Kaf, Ayin Nev Kaf. So the first nafkamin we already came across is Kasav Le'echad Baboker. Right? I wrote a shtar to one guy in the morning, another guy in the afternoon. Right? So what's the din? According to Rabbi Lezer, what's the din? Right? The morning guy wins. It's Shal Aleph. Aleph Zocher. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the din? Both Zocher, right? Shneim Zocher. Okay. That's not Kamina number one. Machlok is number one. Yeah? Here's another nafkamina to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Is you wrote it, you write a shtar in pencil. I write a shtar, I take a piece of paper and a pencil, and I write, I am selling my field to you. And I give it to you in front of Aiden. How does that strike you? And I write it with a pencil. I write exactly where the field is located, where the property is located, such as it's erasable. Right? Pencil's example of what we call Hebrew ksav sheyachol lehizdayet. A ksav that can be forged. You could erase, and no one will be the wiser. Is a shtar that's forgeable a valid shtar? What would you say?
Well, it's enough, but
they have to be protected.
Oh, it depends.
So Rebeir says,
Rebeir, you just need to see the mesira.
Possible.
Yeah, but you just need to see the mesira then.
Good. Rebbe Lazar says, no, there are Eidim mesira. It's fine. A little surprising.
Eidim mesira for what?
Eidim mesira for
what? You
don't
know your
mesira. Oh, no, so the Eidim read the shtar. Right? I say, Joey Greenfield, I'm going to give you as a gift, I own property and I own potato farms in Idaho, and I no longer have time to travel to Idaho, so I understand you're interested in breaking into agriculture. So I write a shtar, either you're going to pay me or it'll be just a gift. You're such a fine Talmud. So I'm going to give you all my of course, you're such a fine Talmud, why am I sending you to Idaho? Okay. But be that, you'll establish yeshiva in Idaho. So I write on a piece of paper with a pencil. I am hereby giving, I identify exactly the boundaries, the location of my potato fields, and the... Here, Noah and Mordechai read the shtar, they see what it says, and then they watch me hand you the shtar. Let's imagine such a scenario. But there may be, without getting into details, let's imagine such a scenario. So, Rabbi Lazar says, that's fine, that worked. And Rabbi Meir says, what do you mean? No. Or, let's, a more fundamental case, early bell. More fundamental case, shtar b'li eide chasim. Rabbi Meir says, no eide chasim, there's nothing. The Lazar seems to say, that's kasha. Or, let's say you have a shtar that let's B'li chasima a get B'li chasima l'shma. I think that wasn't signed. It was written l'shma, it wasn't signed l'shma. So the mayor says, Eide chasima karsi. No, it wasn't signed l'shma, apostle. My brother says, no, that's fine. Now, what emerges from all of this data, what do Eide Chasima Karsi, Eide Masira Karsi mean? What are all these things even tell?
How does a get would be able to function without it?
A get would be able to function without it. A star would be able to function without what?
You need witnesses.
So let's start with this, and we're going to complete the idea tomorrow. We're going to at least leave you with a core notion. The way that Rabbi Shefter has a very beautiful presentation, Simon Chav Gimel, the Kuntos Hashtaros, and it's three of the Rav's take on Eide Chasima Karsi and Masira Karsi. What emerges is that everyone agrees that if you want a shtar to prove something, an unsigned shtar is worthless. It's not worth the paper it's written on. An unsigned shtar, what does that prove? Or a shtar in pencil. What does that help? It doesn't prove anything. Maybe the guy changed it, erased it, who knows? Everyone agrees that a shtar b'li edim, a shtar that's a ksav shiach l'hizdayev, it does not prove a thing. No one thinks that serves as a shtar raya. The machlokas tanoim is, can it serve as a shtar kinyan? Rabbi Lazar says, if I gave you a shtar written in pencil, it worked. It worked in the sense of the kinyan worked, and now the property belongs to you. Can you prove it later using that shtar? No. It's not a shtar raya, but it is a shtar kinyan. The machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Lazar is, what is a shtar? We talk about kinyan shtar, what is a shtar that creates a kinyan? And the Rav said like this, I'll leave with you sowed, we'll have to unpack it more. The Rav said is that the machlokas eidim b'sira karsi de chasima karsi, that's one detail of a much larger, more fundamental idea, which is that Rav Meir held that there's only one type of shtar. Shtar kinyan needs to be a shtar raya. In other words, kinyan shtar, the maisa kinyan of kinyan shtar is giving you a raya. When I give you proof that the field is yours, that makes it yours. When the husband gives the wife proof that she is married, kiddush shtar, she thereby becomes married. When a husband gives his wife proof that she is divorced, he gives her a raya, haspasas raya b'yahar, that is the maisa kinyan. So according to Rabbi Meir, there is only one shtar, a shtar that proves. Shtar, giving you a shtar raya is a kinyan. And you have the shtar raya afterwards to serve as a raya. Well, Rabbi Eliezer understood, no, there are two types of stars. There's a star raya, it's actually proof. But kinyan star, Eliezer said, doesn't have to be a star raya, because the maisa kinyan of star isn't giving you a proof. It rather, it's expressing my intent. To just say the field is yours is not enough. But to write it on a piece of paper and give it to you, it's a stronger expression of my das, and that is the maisa kinyan. Now again, you may not be able to prove it later, but if they gave you kesef also, if no one saw the giving of the money, you may not be able to prove what happened, but it is true that kesef was given, the field changed hands. If the scribble with pencil on paper was given, Rabbi Lazar said, that was a maisa kinyan. You expressed your das in writing. It won't. You may not have proof later, you'll need Eide Mesira to prove it, or you may want to have it signed to prove it. But Rabbi Lazar holds that fundamentally a shtar raya need not be a shtar kinyan, because kinyan shtar isn't giving the raya to the other person, but rather kinyan shtar is just giving over sipur dvar. That's the concept, which we're going to start tomorrow by unpacking into all the nafkaminas and unpacking it into Ksubas Zavtsayadal. All of a sudden, that first nafkamina, which is really the Sugim Ksubas Zavtsayadal, is going to light up. To be continued.